my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and welcome to this Thursday, the 21st day of the month of March. I was asking Brother McCurry here, I said, Brother Ethan, help me. The 21st, I know something's happening. I just cannot retreat. Could somebody help me in our radio land? Something's happening on the 21st today, and I can't remember what it is. I just can't figure it out. The 21st, 20. I know that day is a big day, the 21st. Oh, no. It just came to me, Ethan. It just came to me. February 21st was your birthday. So in 11 months from today, it's your birthday again. Do you know that? Oh, boy. Happy birthday, Brother Ethan McCurry. What a happy time. We'll go to Tennessee. I think you'll enjoy Middle Tennessee as they sing for us. What a happy time. My goodness, I have my file. I was just showing Brother Ethan. This file's from 1970, 71. And I just look at this picture right here. That picture, Brother Ethan, is Virgil and Pat House. This is 1970 something, I guess. But they are still in the same church in Berean Baptist Church, Rockford. And my wife says they listen to every one of our services, Sunday morning, Sunday night, everyone. They say they'll listen, but I don't know if they're shut in now or not. And I just have all these different pictures. Oh, my goodness, my good. I'll have to show you these during this next song. But I was just showing Ethan 4x6 cards. I would draw these things. And they were so lame. These things are, you would not, a third grader would not produce. But back so many years ago, 50 years ago plus, these postcards that I made and would draw on them. You know, something's missing in our Sunday school, and you drop the little of the boxes. You leave the U out. Can you help us? That's down below. And here's a guy. here's a guy. He's got those bell-bottom pants on, big shoes. Look at that. In fact, he even has long hair on. I can't believe I did that. And it says, and it's he's like a shaped in a U. His head is over on the side, his ankle, his big old horseshoe. Why not hang around our Sunday school? Berea Baptist Church. Oh, my goodness. These are terrible. They are terrible. But you know what? We didn't really have anything like, you just could not get them and order them like you have nice ones today. And I say all that to say this, just do something. And we did something. I have so many letters in here. Here's a letter from 1990 right here. Our bus is Pastor Treber. I thank God for a pastor like you. You've given our children the opportunity to come and join your services. I cannot express my feelings. I'm so thankful. We need other churches here in our area to let children come that they're loved, knowing that they're loved. But I can't write to any other church. It's so nice to a pleasure to know that you're all here. All these activities for adults, for children. She was starting to come too. And at this time, back in 1990, I have another letter here. Dear Angel wrote to the bus captain. That bus captain is now home with the Lord. Dear Angel, God sent you by our house. Let me just tell you something. I still believe, and more so today than back then in 1971, I believe there's more people that are living behind the doors and windows that are longing for something, looking for something, brokenhearted, lonely. I believe there's more doors like that today than ever before. Here's a song, What a Meeting. I think you'll enjoy it. I've been sort of intertwining these thoughts about the buses during these songs, but I hope you'll stay tuned to Revival Time.
What a heart.
Oh my, I have this file out and I'm talking to Ethan, driving him crazy between the songs that we're listening at the same time, and I have so many letters from bus captains. This bus captain's home with the Lord and he's thanking me for the fact that we have a bus right here that he can work on. And here's bus kids. Oh my goodness, this must be 40 years ago. Here's my father-in-law, his bus ministry in the paper 50 years ago. Jerry Falwell began as a Baptist Bible Fellowship 1956 at the McDonald Bottle Company. He began his church in the city where he grew up and was born. Well, big on the bus ministry, big. And he began to send his paper. We didn't have church papers like this. Thomas Road Baptist Church, and my mailbox, box 204. And I got this thing in black and white. Then they had some color blue on it. But I see all those cars there. Look at those 50s and 60 models. It's amazing in the paper. But they always had the bus lines. And all these preachers, almost every one of them that right in here, they're all home with the Lord now. Oh, they had a big bus ministry there, reaching their area. Here's their corral from 1972 that was out. And all the different, some of these folks have passed away. We're in that college corral. It started with 168 students, I think. But it talks about the bus ministry. Listen to what the Bible said. Jesus is resurrected, and he's now going to ascend to heaven. And here's the last thing he says in the Gospels, Matthew 28. Go. Go. Now, that's not difficult. Just go. Just go. Go where? Just go anywhere. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost. Go down Oak Street, Maple Street, Pine Street, First Street, Second Street. Go down whatever street you can find. But go, therefore, and teach all nations. Baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I'm going to just tell you right now, this nation of ours, a mess. We're legalizing drugs. We're legalizing immorality. We're changing children's bodies and mutilating their bodies. Oh, we're a mess. We're defying our living God. But I don't believe it's too late. I believe if the listeners from right now, Revival Time, we have you all over the world right now. If you begin to run jeepneys and pedal bikes, whatever. I was over Brother Rick Martin's many, many years ago, decades ago, and I saw him coming in jeepneys just loaded. I saw him coming in these three-wheel bicycles and loaded down and people dropping off and walking into church. And you know, if we just go into the world, I just believe if we could rally the people of God and to reach the world for Christ, this paper, old Jerry Falwell, back in the 1971 or 72, I guess it came out. But he said, let's reach it. There's 4 billion. He said, 4 billion people on planet Earth. Well, let me tell you something. There are over 8 billion now. Since he wrote that article, there's doubled from 4 billion. I began pastoring here, it was 4 billion. Now, 48 years later, there's 8 billion, 8 billion, 8 billion. And those are souls without the message of Jesus Christ. Oh, go into all the world and let's get these six-wheel vehicles, these buses, and the four-wheel vans, and just take them to areas and drive carefully and drive safely and drive as a testimony and knock on doors and visit people and fill it up. And bring them to the house of God and teach them about Jesus as the answer. And teach them about being honest and loving and kind and respectful and dedicated workers and service of the Lord and happy in Christ and joyful. Father, there's a world out here that needs to be reached. Oh, may we do everything in our power to reach our area and beyond. In Jesus' name we ask this prayer. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time. with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.